Patient name, Paula Taormino, T-A-O-R-M-I-N-O. Chief complaint, quote, I've been dealing with a lot of mental health issues for the past 15 years, unquote. The patient had been seeing a nurse practitioner who stopped taking her insurance. In the last 3 to 4 weeks, she feels worse. The onset of her illness was 15 years ago when her son was diagnosed with mental illness. He is 32 years old with a history of stimulant abuse, and she is unsure whether he's bipolar or schizophrenic. She stated the sad part is that the son doesn't believe he is mentally ill. He had been in multiple psychiatric hospitalizations over the past 3 years. He was homeless. Most recently, she brought him back home, but regrets this decision because she stated their life has been miserable ever since he came home. She harbors a lot of guilt because she feels awful for him. Then she feels bad because she is sad and depressed and anxious when he is home. She's had a lot of anger over these issues and stated that she has lost her friends and a sister because they just don't seem to understand. She denies having trouble sleeping. She takes hydroxyzine, 25 milligrams at HS. She tends to eat less when upset. She did lose weight from having H. pylori. She went from 160 to 129 pounds. She is comfortable at 129 pounds and doesn't feel she should lose more. She is able to concentrate and enjoys reading. She has no psychomotor disorder. There's no evidence of hallucinations or delusions. She has passive suicidal ideation. She states, well, if I got hit by a car from the rear, I wouldn't mind. She denies active suicidal ideation or intent. She stated that she's too religious to hurt herself. She has future hopes for having grandchildren. The patient gets panic attacks. She's had one about a few weeks ago where she feels like she's having a heart attack and she can't breathe. She has generalized anxiety where she ruminates. She can't get her thoughts together. She feels tense. She's been in therapy with a Sharon Goth, G-O-T-H, for the past 2 years. She has a very good relationship with her therapist. She has no obsessions or compulsions, denies any traumatic past history. The patient was on Lexapro 15 milligrams PO daily with her last nurse practitioner, but she stated, quote, it made me crazy, unquote. She stated she would cry from morning until night and felt angry. On Wellbutrin, she felt like her heart was racing. Zoloft didn't work. Prozac was helpful for her. She did well in the past on it. She did some research and decided to taper herself off of Lexapro and onto Prozac. For the past week, she's been on 20 milligrams of Prozac once a day. She also takes Clonopin, 0.25 milligrams disintegrating tablet up to twice a day as needed. She's had no psychiatric hospitalizations, no suicide attempts, no violence by history. Family history, she stated her sisters all have anxiety. Her mother had Alzheimer's disease. There's no alcoholism in the family. The patient drinks socially. No smoking or illicit drug use. Medical, the patient had H. pylori, as noted above. She has IBS-D, where she gets diarrhea. She stated it is embarrassing sometimes. Sometimes she can't go places. She has a history of nephrolithiasis. She has a history of having cysts on her liver, pancreas, and kidney, which are being monitored. Her genetic testing was negative for carcinoma. She has no known medication allergies. Surgical, the patient had a total hysterectomy. At age 44, she went right into menopause. She had a hysterectomy because she had hyperplasia and atypical cells in her uterus. The patient also had a tonsillectomy and hemorrhoidectomy. She wears hearing aids since the age of 44. She stated that bad hearing runs in her family. She has a very severe dry mouth but denies having Sjogren's. The patient has a herniated disc in her lumbar spine. She had epidural steroid injections last month and epidural steroid injections into the bursa of her hip. She stated that steroid injections help. Social, the patient is married for over 30 years. She stated her marriage is strained due to her husband's drinking, which has become problematic now. With the son's problems, she said that he also smokes marijuana, which bothers her. She is a retired registered nurse. She was a registered nurse for 43 years. She went to the College of New Rochelle and completed her master's degree in medical surgical nursing from Pace University. Addendum, patient experienced trauma when her father had a heart attack in front of her and she had to do CPR and couldn't revive him 20 years ago. Her sister suddenly died at the age of 46 from ventricular fibrillation. Diagnosis, major depressive disorder, recurrent episode, moderate. Panic disorder. Plan, continue Prozac, 20 milligrams PO once daily. Continue hydroxyzine, 25 milligrams PO HSPRN. Continue Klonopin, disintegrating tablet, 0.25 milligrams BID PRN.